Well, as part of a U.S.-led international campaign against Iran to force the country to give up its nuclear energy program, Switzerland has refrained from supplying Iranian planes with jet fuel, and Iran has threatened to respond in kind.
In response to a recent decision of Geneva Fueling Service Company, a company that's responsible for providing fuel for all airlines in Geneva Airport, to refuse to provide fuel for Iranian airplanes, Ramin Mehmanparast, the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman, was quoted by IRNA news agency as stating that Iran's diplomacy apparatus reserves for itself the right to retaliate. He also stated that
this was a non-contractual obligation existing between the aviation companies. And they also admit that they have been forced to ban jet fuel from Iranian planes due to a strong political pressure.
Refusing jet fuel to Iranian planes by Switzerland means that the Iranian passengers will have a harder time enjoying their human right of traveling to that country.
In the last 15 years that I've been flying, I've never experienced jet fuel ban. This issue is definitely unprofessional and it goes against customs of the air industry.
7 months ago, British Petroleum, Shell, and a number of other oil companies said that they would no longer refuel Iranian planes due to the U.S. unilateral sanctions imposed on Iran because of its peaceful nuclear program. France's Total and Austria's OMV followed suit in March due to pressure from the United States.
Jet fuel ban imposed by some countries deprives the passengers of their rights, and it makes their flight longer and raises their cost of travel.
Chicago Convention is called by experts as a constitution of aviation industry. Iran and Switzerland are both signatories of the convention. Switzerland's decision to ban jet fuel for Iranian planes is in contrast with the spirit of the convention. The document starts with the importance of civil aviation and how it affects friendship and understanding among nations, and it immediately warns of the consequences of its abuse. It goes on to state that international air transport services may be established on the basis of equal opportunity and operated soundly and economically. Yet analysts say that Iran has been singled out. This abuse of the convention has targeted both Iranian and non-Iranian passengers. Iranian officials said that they will take Switzerland to court at the United Nations over the decisions. Switzerland banning jet fuel to Iran air fleet is an unconventional way to put Iranian government under pressure, but it has actually put the passengers under pressure, turning this legal problem into an ethical issue. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV.